This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time again now here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vida Yarding, MPE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands for the next in his regular audio-described theatre reviews. Hello Vida, and good to have you back here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Good to be back, Toby. Nice to talk to you and listeners as well.
This week we have the incredible untold story of the Witches of Oz in the fantastical musical Wicked as the current touring production visited the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre. Wicked is a musical that I've seen twice in London's West End, and I wondered for you, Vidar, how much, in a way, did this musical fill in some of the backstory and future possibilities of the main characters from The Wonderful Wizard of Oz?
It's interesting that you say you've seen the musical twice, Toby, which is, in fact, the number of times that I've previously seen it too. And I'll confess, the first time I saw it, I really didn't get on with it at all. It was complicated to follow, I found, and somehow it didn't work. And the second time, though, completely different. It seemed to click. I don't know what it was, but it seemed to work very, very well. Both had audio description, I might say. And, you know, I think it just shows sometimes it depends what mood you're in when you go to the theatre. Anyway, second one was really good, and the third time was equally, one could say third time lucky in that it clicked again. And it was a fantastic production. The leads, well, there wasn't a weak link on stage in terms of the performance, actually, and it was a packed house, and people were on their feet at the end, loved it. And the Touch Tour was really comprehensive as well. And Jonathan Nash, who did the audio description single-handed on this occasion at the Hippodrome, he's one of the regular describers there, brought it to life, you know, over and above what you got out of the music, the lyrics, and the general, you know, activity on stage. So all credit to the stage company as well for making us welcome and having lots of props and costumes and giving us the chance to see the next, literally get a feel for the set during an unhurried touch tour, because sometimes with them got, you know, they've got two performances that day, a matinee, an evening show, and to slot in a touch tour is a big ask, but they made us feel as if it was absolutely fine, and they were very keen to make sure that was an integral part of our audio described experience that Saturday afternoon.
And Wicked does sort of, in a way, toil the unlikely but profound friendship between two young women, the blonde and very popular Glinda, and a misunderstood green girl named Elphaba. And it's a meeting with the Wonderful Wizard, which puts their friendships at a crossroads where they do take very different paths. And I wondered, Vidar, did you warm more towards Glinda or Elphaba?
Well, I think it's an interesting one, and you could say that you could argue that you could warm to them both for different reasons. What I would say was that they were both very powerful performances given by the actresses who played the different roles. And as I say, because of that, it's difficult to perhaps warm more, to have more empathy with one than the other. And certainly it was a compelling storyline. And even though I'd seen it twice before, I think I learned more again from a third time. It's interesting, isn't it? Some shows, you see them several times and you get the same out of it each time. This type of show, I somehow feel, I don't know whether you found this, Toby, or you saw it twice, you certainly got more out of it for a second and, in my case now, a third time of viewing.
I think you're right there. I think sometimes it's quite helpful to go and see a show a couple of times because there are things that you miss and there's perhaps some things that you don't necessarily take in that first time. And maybe, as you say, you know, sort of the story sort of clicks a little bit better the second time.
Absolutely. And there's quite a lot to take in as well. And the pre-show notes, which again, if people aren't aware of this, most, if not all, audio described performances, matinee or evening shows, 15 minutes before curtain up, the audio describer or describers, if there are more than one of them, take you through the program notes and characters and who's playing which part. And it's a little bit like somebody audibly reading the program to you, although it's more detailed than that. And it's also a reminder of what you've seen on the Touch Tour in some cases, because not everyone can get to the Touch Tour, which is an hour and a half before the start of the show. And even if you have done it, been on the Touch Tour, there's often so much to take in, it's good to have a reprise of some of what you've seen. So all of that certainly adds, in my case anyway, very much so to the audio described experience, and hopefully it did for others too. There were a lot of people taking advantage of this particular assisted performance.
And there's some great sort of musical sort of songs in Wicked, and they're sort of brought to life through all that theatrical sort of lighting and everything else. And everybody probably knows of Defying Gravity, but there were other great tunes in Wicked too. Did you feel that the sort of songs helped to sort of bring the story to life for you, Vidar?
Yeah, undoubtedly. I mean, it's based as, you know, it is a musical, and it's as a result, you know, the music's hugely important. Again, first time I saw it, I didn't come out humming any of the tunes. Second time I did, and increasingly on the third occasion, I got familiar with even more of the music. So I think that tells its own story, you know, some, as you said, powerful tunes, Toby, and it's always a good sign when you come out humming at least one of them.
And if my memory serves me right, I think at the end of the show, there is a bit of a hint and a link to the story of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
There is. Now, I'm not going to say too much about that because I don't want to do a spoiler or anything. But interestingly, later in the year, the actual Wizard of Oz stage production is coming to Birmingham. And so hopefully with audio description, I shall go and enjoy that particular performance and report back to you on whether that link actually worked.
Well, we'll look forward to that. And if you'd like to find out more about the current UK and Ireland tour of Wicked, including venue details, dates and times of performances, do visit wickedthemusical.co.uk/tour. Next time, Vidar, you'll be reviewing Bangra Nation at the Birmingham Rep.
Absolutely. A really joyful, uplifting production. So look forward to sharing that with you and listeners then.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Vidar, for sharing your audio described review of Wicked at the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a great pleasure, Toby. Great to talk to you. Thank you.